Next case.
Number 12895, Hunter and Jessica Jones. Seek a variance from the side yard setback requirement for an existing structure. Sections 115-42 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of Second Street within the Truvale Acres subdivision. The 911 address is 634 Second Street in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 37.01. The applicant is seeking a 6.3-foot variance from the 10-foot rear yard setback requirement for an existing structure. We have one letter of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Good evening, sir. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Yep.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Hunter Jones, 634 Second Street, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. And Ms. Norwood, did you say it was from the rear
that we're looking back,
or the side? Just trying to figure out if that's the rear or the side when looking at it. I guess that is a rear.
It is more of a rear than.
Okay, so we're calling that a rear. Okay.
Or it could be a side.
Okay.
It's kind of very ambiguous, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean,
to me, it's almost a side.
Looks like the, well, we've advertised for a side, so that's why I was looking at it.
Right.
It looks to me like the Munchie Branch portion would be the rear, because that's almost, you know, and then this is like almost two sides that curve.
Okay. Agreed.
All right, very good, thank you.
So yeah, we are requesting a reduction 6 foot, 3 inches from the required 10-foot setback on the side of the property. To bring the existing non-conforming pole shed into compliance. The current lot has a unique shape coupled with the fact that the back lot is heavily wooded and wet, as you can tell. Munchie Branch Creek runs through the very back of the property, which makes it unsuitable for a dwelling and the shape itself also of the property. Due to the shape of the property and setbacks of the side of the property, the possibility of constructing a suitable structure was not possible. We hired a company to handle all the aspects of construction as far as permitting and throughout the entire process, being that we've never done this before. So they took care of permitting and all that. They did place one corner of the pole shed too close to the side yard setback without my knowledge. The county did come out and inspect the footers. We got a green light on the footers. Then they continued the construction and finished it. County came back for the final inspection, and that's when they deemed that one corner too close to the property line. We did get a letter from that property owner on the side in favor of the building. The pole shed and its current configuration and design is in harmony with the design and character of the rest of the community and will not alter the essential character of the surrounding community. Given the uniqueness of both the property shape as well as the property being unsuitable to build in some areas, the variance, if granted, would represent the minimum variance that will afford relief for us to be able to continue with the project.
Questions?
Hired a company to do something?
I did.
And they didn't do it right?
They did.
Didn't do it within...
Yes.
They're not here tonight?
Yeah.
It's pole buildings unlimited?
Correct.
I think we've heard of them before.
We certainly have. Did they tell you why they placed the building where they did?
So I placed four stakes in a proposed area, which my hand sketch drawing on the original survey is what they sent in for the permit. And that sketch with my measurements, I'm not a contractor, they were within code. Then their general contractor came out and I said to him, I want to make sure that this is within compliance. And he said, it looks great. And I was like, okay, well, I've never done this before. I want to make sure we don't have any issues. And he said everything looked good. The company came out when they squared the building, I'm assuming, because I there's no way I could have had it square. That's when it pushed that corner a little too close to the property line. They did not notify me of anything. They just told, they sent the bill and.
Okay, so you marked the approximate location of the building, but they are the ones who staked it off?
Yes.
Okay, all right. And they didn't state their reason for moving closer to the property line?
They did not.
Did you try to call them about this hearing?
I did, and to get ahold of them is, especially when it's something like this, is very difficult. I talked to a woman in their office, and she basically wrote me off in so many words, said that it was my responsibility for the placement of the building.
Okay.
I saw a document that they signed on my behalf, sent to the county, that stated that they understood the 10-foot setback, which I thought we were in compliance with, but we were not.
I'm looking at the angle of the building and the gravel drive on your survey. With the location they placed it, does it make it easier to get a vehicle into that garage?
Yes, any way you had put it, it would have been able, you would have been able to get a vehicle in there, but it does make it, yes, easier.
I mean, it looks really tight.
It is tight.
Is this, I would assume you could, it's like a two-car garage, like does it have two garage doors or one large garage?
Just one large one.
One large garage door, but big enough for two vehicles to pull in?
Correct.
Okay. And when I look at your hand-drawn sketch, which says proposed pole building, it sort of looks like the left side of that building you wouldn't be able to get a vehicle in.
It would have been tougher, in my eyes, I would have been able to get in there in any case.
You're just really good behind the wheel.
Yeah, I guess.
All right.
It's tight back there also because, am I allowed to go up? There is a drain from the road here that goes all the way back through the property, and you're not allowed to be built, you're not allowed to build on that or be anywhere. I think it's within 10 feet of that as well, I believe.
Okay, the ditch.
I'm not sure exactly what that we are in compliance with that. Anywhere back in the back of the property, as you could tell, is wet.
I don't see that on the final survey. I don't see how close you are to that drain and whether you're far enough away from it or not. Do you think you're far enough away from it?
100%.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Oh, was there some kind of a shed or something that was removed back there?
There was. On the original survey, there was a small shed. When I bought the house, it was on the property. It was existing.
Okay. And that was removed?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Sharp?
Have you received any complaints about the structure from neighbors?
I have not.
Any HOA approval needed?
No, we do not have an HOA.
And I'm just looking at your older site plan. It looks like you've got non-tidal wetlands on the property and a flood zone in the rear of the property as
correct.
Well. So really limits your ability to build on most of this parcel. Is that right?
That is correct.
All right.
Pretty much the whole back end of the property.
All right, so I'm guessing this is probably the only place you could have put the structure.
Correct.
Okay.
I wouldn't have been able to make that turn anyway, going back to the other side of the property, and there wasn't enough room as well.
Yeah, I got you. All right, very good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
It does.
You may have a seat.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board?
Let me get the name right.
Whole Buildings Unlimited.
Whole Buildings Unlimited.
Is that like the 52nd letter we've sent them? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12895 for Hunter and Jessica Jones and entertain a motion.
I move that we approve case number 12895 for Mr. Hunter and Jessica Jones for the request of variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing. The property does have unique physical conditions due to the shape and the wetlands. due to such physical circumstances and conditions, there is no possibility that property can be developed in strict conformity. Exception practical difficulty is not being created by the applicant. A variance will not alter essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
I'll second the motion and second the recommendation to send a letter to the contractor involved in the project.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
And aye, too. So the vote of 5-0, sir, your case is approved.